Welcome in to another edition of Mac and Pals. This week, I've got none other than Goo from the I've Got WandaVision, a WandaVision podcast on the show. Goo, how are you?
Oh, man, I am just so thrilled to be here. So happy that you would ask me to join you on this magnificent journey. You know, us smaller podcasts, we look up to people like you. You who have had your nose to the grindstone for 6 years now, Mac? Two different transformations of the show? That's something that I want to be someday.
Yeah, I'm in my fully evolved third stage. I'm like a Blastoise. I'm like a Charizard. So
you are shaped like a Blastoise. No, let's go to a Blastoise. Let's go to Blastoise. You're shaped like a Blastoise. Maybe a Venusaur. Not to insult you.
I mean, I'm taller than a Venusaur. Come on.
Isn't it crazy how with the Pokemon there, like Ivysaur would turn into this big fat Venusaur, or Wartortle, another very slim Pokemon, would turn into...
Wartortle's not slim.
No,
Squirtle and Wartortle
no.
got a bit of a beer gut already.
No, I would say that Wartortle is like
Wartortle's like that 18, 19-year-old whippersnapper, and then he graduates college, stops playing intramural sports,
you know what it is?
Turns into Blastoise.
Okay. So yeah, I would say that Wartortle is like, you know, like workout-wise, like that powder keg, you know? Yep. Has pecs, a little bit of a
was
tummy.
Was never defined, really. Just
yes.
had some muscle.
But then once they stop working out, they're just this big, fat, strong, but fat idiot.
And Charmander to Charizard's like the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
You got this little stupid lizard that turns into this hulking lunatic, and you're like, wow, like I really underestimated Charmeleon in high school.
You know what's also crazy?
Check out
this is
Charizard.
First off, great, great Pokemon talk.
But, well, of course.
So you go from Charmander to Charmeleon, and Charmeleon's mm-hmm. got these really long arms.
He's a real idiot.
So short arms to long arms and
just
then back
the
to normal arms. What's the deal with the arm length there on the Charmander evolution?
Well, maybe the long arms turn into the wings and then he grows,
and then he grows new
erect arms.
Arms.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
That's the stupidest explanation. Imagine if when they were creating it, they're like, and then this lizard, his arms turn into wings. And then he grows new arms?
And then he's not a lizard at all, he's a dragon!
One goo, three, yeah!
Mac and Goo!
Jaws 3!
Mac and Goo!
King of Queens!
Mac and Goo!
Meryl Streep!
Mac Goo!
Entertainment!
I am Goo!
And I am Mac.
And we are the Mac and Goo program. We bring you friendship.
And today we're bringing you the fourth annual March Macness bracket. Kind of, sort of. It's almost done. We're getting there. We got the seeds, though.
Yeah, so we are presenting it to you.
That's the important part.
We are getting it ready for you. We have the same website as last year, which is very exciting because that really streamlined it. That made it nice and easy for us. It kept points. So took the math and goo out of our hands, which was very important.
Yes, less work for us.
First year, of course, Muffin Madness, smash mm-hmm. success. Everyone mm-hmm. loved it. Next year, Max Childhood Crushes, not as big of a success. People had some real issues in the 80s,
well,
I would say.
Well, it attracted a different crowd. I'd say it was a massive success. In its
you got
own
put
right.
on a list. And then last year, Mac, television theme songs.
Yes, and I mean, this is the fourth year we're doing it, and it doesn't get any easier.
No.
Because 64 of something... And sometimes this is the second time we're going to be doing 32 of something. Man, it is so hard to rank these fucking things.
Yeah.
So hard. If that doesn't make sense to you, I mean, maybe you like a few things, but we're ranking. So we have 36 movies been put into the Mac and Gooey vault.
Yeah.
That means we've got to cut it down from 36 to 32 for the bracket. So we're going to have four play-in games at the end of this episode. We'll talk about those. But I'll tell you, like the first 10 to 12 were super hard to rank. And then, like, the next 15 were super hard to rank because we're talking about all-time great movies.
We were doing
here. I mean, you could argue
great classic
15
movies.
15 to 20 of these movies are all-time great.
But not only that, we're pretty much doing what is the best movie made since 1985.
Essentially, yeah.
And
I
would
mean,
argue
stubs,
that's when all of the best movies have been made because anything prior
100%.
To 1985 wasn't real. I would even argue from 85 to 89, not real.
Yeah, nothing counts until we got on this planet. Which,
89,
by the way,
of course, year of our Lord.
Hap's birth, you're now 32.
Yes.
32 years old.
32 years old. Where have the years gone?
Do you have more joint pain now? Is that how it works?
I'm definitely fatter. Definitely can't lose the weight like I used to.
Mm,
I used to be
sense.
Able to just work out, not do any cardio, and I was fine. Then I needed to do some cardio to keep where I was, Now I need to do cardio just to lose weight, just to lose.
Well, I think after you have a kid, everything changes about your body, right? That's what they say.
Yes. Well, I had a C-section, so.
Yeah, right. Really fucked you up.
I had to take 5 weeks off, and now I have to work Tuesday afternoon shifts at the strip club. It's tough.
So how we did this, folks, is Goo made his list of 36 movies. I made my list of 36 movies. We've combined that to get a solo list of 36. And the way we did that, we're basically using Rossi math, but inverse. It's less math that way. So if I had a movie
so
number
it's
one.
It's Esau math.
I fucking hate that I just laughed at that.
Woo!
If I had a movie number one.
Super embarrassing.
You're a fucking moron.
If I had a movie number one and Goo had a movie number one, that got 2 points.
Yeah.
The lower score, the higher it is on
golf
our
rules.
List.
Golf rules.
And Goo, I would say we're pretty similar on probably like 28 to 30 of these 36.
Yeah,
movies.
No, and I think the big issue here was really weighing my favorite movies versus the actual good movies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Like, my favorite movie might be number three on my list, which is still super high, but I had to weigh it against, like, okay, my number one is the movie that I believe might be the best movie of all time. Even if it isn't my favorite, I need to say, okay, this is where this belongs. Or my number two movie has the highest fun factor of all time. And then also, like, my number 13, maybe, is a movie that I don't necessarily love, but I understand is super important to film and how it has transformed everything since.
You're number 14. You're number 14. 13. You do love.
Is Dirty Work number 13?
It seems like I was actually a little higher on the comedies than you were. So you actually weighed the film aspect a little more than I did. What I did was actually give all 36 movies a hot dog score.
Yeah.
Put them in order like that. And then all of the ties, I said to myself, okay, which movie would I rather watch right now? And that's what won out. So for the most part, the first list I made was pretty much how my list came out.
Yeah,
there
pretty
much. There was a few changes along the way. It seems like you had a little more trouble with the top of your list than I did.
Yes, I did.
I was pretty definitive at the top of my list. I felt pretty good about it from the jump. So, you want to get into it?
It's sometime in the future. The ultimate challenge.
March Madness.
March Madness.
March Madness.
March Madness.
March Madness.
You'll get caught up in it.
You will get caught up in this year's March Madness because you won't know what to pick.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, the most contested of any of the March Madnesses we've done because I legitimately think there's probably 25 movies that could win this.
Yes.
A full 25 movies.
And also, we didn't really move around movies that much once they were seated. Like, this is
actually
where
my initial
seated.
Seatings, we only flip-flopped two movies.
Yeah.
So everything, after we did the initial 36, when we broke it down into the four regions, everything seated out pretty well.
So, Mac, how do you want to announce these seatings?
So let's go through the 1 through 36 so we can talk about any of the issues we had ranking those. And then at the end, we'll talk about the four regions because there was a little bit of a fun, splitting those movies up. So this was real simple. Our number one with a bullet. And we're going to go 1 through 36 because the last eight movies are the four play-in games. So let's just do it that way.
Let me ask you a question here just for when you're talking about this and I'm trying to understand what's happening. So when you list 1 through 32 right here, are you going to say what their seed is along with it?
No.
No,
we'll
okay.
do that at the end.
That's fine.
We'll
go
do
ahead.
That at the end.
Okay.
So our number one movie overall was Goodfellas.
Yes.
Goodfellas made a lot of sense to me. When I started the list, I had it number one, never moved. You also had it number one. So this was a consensus number one.
Yeah. So I had it number two when I started, but then I slid it up because I said, this is probably the best movie ever made.
Yeah. It's probably the top two on my list are probably my two favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
That just worked out for me.
Yeah.
But it's, there's nothing, I can't find anything wrong with Goodfellas.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with Goodfellas.
And you can find our full Goodfellas podcast in the archives. I don't know what number it is. Just search the word Goodfellas.
And the other interesting thing here to remember is because these are Goo Revolt entries, I think I ended up with 13 40 Dog movies and you had 10. So this
I might have 11.
Like 10 to 15.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking loaded.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just get to the 39 Dog movies. So that's the type of thing we're talking about
yes.
here. At number two was Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Future. You had it number two. I had it number seven.
Ooh.
This was one of the few that I actually moved down after my initial list.
Okay, so I think I had it at 3 or maybe 4 to start it off, but then I did move it up. Fun factor, just overall, just a complete movie. Just so fun, so funny, great all-time characters.
Yeah, and I think as much as Goodfellas is the best movie on the list, Back to the Future might be the one that the most people like.
Yeah.
Because there are some people that just aren't going to like crime, mob movies, R-rated
swearing
movies. The fun and adventure in Back to the Future is like lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
So having it at number 2 is perfectly fine with me, even though it was number 7 on my list.
Yeah.
I think I originally had it number 4 and then bumped it down.
Okay.
Goo, coming in at number 3 is our consensus. I don't know about consensus, but maybe the most loved comic book movie of the last 10 years, Guardian of the Galaxy from 2014.
Yes.
But by the way, Goodfellas from 1990, Back to the Future from 1985.
Also, we have a Back to the Future podcast in the archives as well. We do not have one for Guardians of the Galaxy yet. All of these movies will have their own separate episodes if they don't already. We are up to 1991. So anything up to that point, it's in the archives. Check it out. Listen. Tell us what you think. But with Guardians of the Galaxy, that was originally my number one because I think it's my favorite. But then I said, probably not the best movie. So let me slide it down a little bit.
Yeah, this was interesting for me because I had Infinity War, Guardians, and Endgame in this block when I started. Yeah. Below Goodfellas and Inception. And I was like, I don't really know how to separate these movies. And Guardians ended up being the number 2 comic book movie for me. You had Guardians number 3 overall. I had it number 6. Mm-hmm. So this was actually tied with Back to the Future because Back to the Future won the tiebreaker because it was higher on your list.
Yeah.
Guardians is probably the most fun movie out of anything but Back to the Future on this
whole list. I agree. Yeah.
I think some people might say it's too high because it's not as epic as, say, an Avengers movie. But it's got way less wrong with it than those movies.
If you take our love for this movie out of here, this might be in the 10 through 20. Or maybe even lower.
Maybe,
I don't know.
But it's still a 40 dogger, though.
So this is one of my favorite movies. It's a 40 hot dog. It's my favorite comic book movie ever made. So, yeah. Yes, it's high for me.
Yeah, that's, I mean, number 3. If you have an issue with that, go fuck off.
Yeah.
Goo, coming in at number 4, much like the number 1 movie, I think a lot of people would call this maybe the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah.
The Shawshank Redemption from 1994. It literally has a movie term named after it, getting Shawshanked. I had this number 3 on my list. You had it a little lower at number 9.
But also, it's a 40-dogger.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Right. And it's one of those movies that maybe it's a tough watch for some people because it's 2.5-3 hours, whatever it is. For me, I'll get Shawshanked by Shawshank every single time.
I think this is consensus, one of the biggest snubs of all time, Oscar-wise. So
oh, for sure.
Maybe this is where it makes its hay as the greatest movie in the past 36 years. This is where it can do it by you voting for it.
Now, oddly enough, having this at number 4, I think it's got a better chance of winning the overall bracket than Guardians does.
Guardians has a gauntlet.
Yeah.
A gauntlet. Really literally.
It really does.
Yes.
Because the comic book region is going to be loaded.
Yeah.
Speaking of, coming in at number 5, Avengers Endgame from 2019. I had this 9th, you had this 6th.
I prefer this to Infinity War, not by much, but I love the completion of that story. I love where they take every single character, how they wrap up Iron Man, how they wrap up Cap, and just that end battle scene, just dumping all your toys on the floor and just smashing them all together.
Yeah, for me, like I said, I had that block of Infinity War, Guardians, and Endgame. Ultimately, I think when I thought about it, of all the 40 hot dog movies, it might be the most flawed. But it also has the highest highs.
It's absolutely flawed. And if you don't like this string of movies and you come to this one, you're like, this thing stinks. What's the point of this? But if you love this franchise, if you love the movies leading up to it, if you love these characters, this is perfect.
And speaking of its sister movie, Avengers Infinity War, fittingly, it comes in 6th on our list from 2018. I had this number 4. You had it all the way down at number 12.
So that is because I have 11 40 doggers. And if I have this at 39, I have to honor that.
I hear that. I just would like to bring up the fact again that you don't have this at 49.
I am a man of honor. If nothing else, okay. Honor.
All right. I mean, either way, having Endgame and Infinity War back to back is
now,
pretty
fitting. Now, as I say that, and as I say 39 hot dogs, this is what more than half of the listeners are saying.
That was super embarrassing. You're a fucking moron.
That's what I'm saying, always. Goo, coming in at number 7, a lot of people's all-time favorite movie from 1993, Jurassic Park.
This is a really tough one to have at 7 because this is such a genre-defining movie.
Groundbreaking. Everything.
Groundbreaking visual effects. Like, this is what set the stage for so many blockbusters. This is a modern-day Jaws.
You had this at 5. I had it at 11. You know, I haven't watched it in a while. Maybe I could have had it a few slots higher. But again, we have it at 40 hot dogs each. So we're splitting hairs here.
You know what they say? Goo loves puppets.
Coming in at number 8, Goo, Toy Story from 1995.
Yeah.
I'd say the hardest movie of the 40 doggers to rank now. And then when we get to the region seedings, the hardest one to fit in there. Because yes, it's the only animated movie we have.
It's
on the
only animated movie. And story-wise, Toy Story-wise, is just a fantastic movie. But is it really a comedy? Should it fit into a comedy region? I don't know. Visually, at the time, stunning. Look at it now compared to other Pixar movies that have come out since. Not as beautiful, I would say.
Yeah, a lot of the praise we just rained on Jurassic Park, one movie higher. You could say the same thing about Toy Story here.
I mean, think about
Toy Story broke the boundaries in so many different ways.
Toy Story pretty much ruined 2D animation to the point of like now you're not going to get a 2D animated movie because of this.
We're
like
dead.
Toy Absolutely Story dead. Did so much for Disney and then ruined Disney and then made Disney buy Pixar back.
I've never heard a bad word about Toy Story. Some of the sequels, yeah.
Well,
but the original,
I've
no
said
bad
some,
words.
I've said some bad words about how it looks half rendered. It's ugly at points.
It's 1995. What do you want?
I know that. I'm just saying those are some bad words.
Your fucking cock was half rendered in 95. So no one talks about that.
That's fucking mean.
Goo, coming in at number 9 from 2010. Maybe my favorite movie of all time, Inception.
Yeah.
I was not that surprised to see it so low. I had it number 2 because I knew you were going to have it lower. You have it at 17.
Yeah, so I have it at 38 hot dogs, and Dream Heist is a fantastic movie. Visually, another one
Not
of those.
Not a Dream Heist. It is the literal opposite of a Dream Heist.
Dream Heist? Bong! I don't have the
sound.
They
put something into a vault.
I don't have a sound right now, but Dream Heist. Even if you look at Christopher Nolan's Wikipedia page on that one specific day, it said that he directed a movie called Dream Heist.
It's true. Yeah,
I
did see that.
Billy got a strongly worded email to stop changing Wikipedia things.
Other than Goodfellas at the top, this was the other one I weighed for number 1.
Yeah.
Ultimately, Goodfellas is just too perfect of a movie.
It really is.
But Inception in the top 10 makes me happy. I'll be happy with that. Goo, coming in at number 10, rounding out the top 10 of Goo Vault entries, 2004's Anchorman, mm-hmm. our first straight comedy on the list.
Yeah, and this is my favorite comedy maybe ever besides Dirty Work, but Dirty Work's not on here, so we can't measure it up against. So Anchorman is so good. It's so funny. It holds up to today. It sprung a career for a fictional character. So it didn't spring the career just of Will Ferrell, who was already becoming a star from Old School and Elf and some other movies at the time. This sprung a career for Ron Burgundy.
It's true.
Who
it's true.
Then got the sequels. He roasted people. He had these random shorts. And now he has a critically acclaimed number one rated podcast on iHeartRadio.
Yeah, I don't know who's acclaiming that, but people are. This might have been the biggest shocker for me of the list, even though we were pretty close on it. I was 3 spots higher. I had this at number 8. You had it at 11.
It was the issue.
You're in the Anchorman guy.
It's the issue of weighing, can you put it above Shawshank? Probably not.
Well, no, but you had Shawshank too low, I think, is the issue.
Can you put it above a movie like Goodfellas? No. Back to the Future?
No.
Jurassic Park? No. So it's just tough.
Well, I did put it ahead of Jurassic Park. But at the end of these 40 doggers, I had like a definitive top 6. I was like, which one do I want to watch right now? And I was hard-pressed to say I'd want to watch one more than Anchorman.
Okay.
So, and Anchorman, it's not my favorite of all time, but it might be my 3rd or 4th.
I had it above Anchorman,
time,
too.
So. That's true. We can draw a line in the sand for that. Anchorman, yeah. Carrot sign facing over Anchorman 2.
Mm-hmm.
Goo, coming in at number 11, A Podcaster's Dozen. This one, I didn't know how to really deal with. The Silence of the Lambs, 1991. I had it 13th. You had it 8th. It's the most unique movie from the list because there's no other movies like it on our list. So there's no, other than Jurassic Park, there's no real movies with horror elements other than this. So it's a fantastic movie. It's probably, of all the 40 Dog movies, the one I'll watch the least the rest of my life.
That's the one that I would say is like, if you gave me the list of my 11 40 Doggers from here and said, which one do you want to watch the least? Silence of the Lambs. But then also I would say, this is still a better movie than, and then I kind of moved it around.
Yeah, it's true. It's real true. And then rounding out at least my 40 doggers. Actually, I think another one pops up here. But before we have a drop off in the point totals, we have Logan coming in at 12th from 2017. Yes. Logan is a movie we both love. We both have it at 40 hot dogs. I think we both actually retconned it up to 40.
I think we both had it at 38 and 39. That's when we first started the podcast, and we weren't really too sure on what to do. We're like, let's go a little bit lower so there's room to improve. And then we realized you can't.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, yes, technically the cell phone stuff is weird, and maybe there's some stuff in the middle that you could chop with those claws, but you know what? Don't even bother. I fucking love
it.
It's
just so much fun. It's so much fun.
It's so fun.
It's interesting because this movie has no chance of winning. None. No chance of winning. But we got it at number 12. Number 12.
Because we also don't know where to put it in the regions because we have too many comic book movies.
Right.
So I guess there's, it does have a chance in that new region. We don't know.
Maybe. Maybe. That's true.
Just the difference in tone and just brutal violence in here compared to all the other X-Men movies. Even storytelling is just so much better.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And then we get a small drop off to the next segment of movies here that are all-time greats, but we have some disagreement among us. Mm-hmm. Coming in at 13 is The Dark Knight from 2008. And there's some of you at home that are probably pulling your hair out right now.
That was super embarrassing.
You're a fucking moron.
I recognize I am much lower on this movie than most, but it is an insanely flawed movie. A lot of people forgive that, and that's fine. You have this number 4. I had it 24th.
This movie both kicked off the comic book movie renaissance, but also might have destroyed DC from within.
It's true.
Because
that's true.
This made a viewing audience crave these movies so much, but it also made DC say, we need to make every movie just like this, just as dark and dreary like this.
And they don't have a director like Christopher Nolan at the helm every time.
And they don't have such a captivating villain every single time, too.
Right. And that's why when we opened this podcast, I said, there might be 25 movies I could win this, because I had this ranked 24th. And I fully recognize this could win the whole goddamn bracket.
This could easily win it.
And this is the first of three Batman movies you're going to see on our 36 here. So Batman's got as good of a chance as any.
And as we've seen on all the dork polls, on all the dork brackets, if Batman's on there, Batman's going to win.
Just Batman automatically wins.
Yeah.
And then let's go to 14 here, Goo. And this is the first one that I think you kind of fucked up on majorly. Saving Private Ryan from 1998. I had this number 5. Mm-hmm. You had this 26th.
Shaving Ryan's Privates, it's a good movie, don't get me wrong.
It's a great movie.
I'm not a war guy. I'm not a big war movie guy.
I don't know if anyone's a war guy. I mean, there are
I've heard you off the podcast talking about how you want to start another war.
I'm a fearmonger. I love fucking war. I love pillaging. Saving Private Ryan, either my first or second favorite war movie of all time.
What do you have with it?
Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right there with it. Mm-hmm. All of the bit players in here, all the characters that even have 3-4 lines are great. Fucking Vin Diesel's in this movie has like 2 lines. But this has one of the most hated characters of all time in movie history. Corporal Upham, when he does not go up the staircase to save his fellow soldiers from the German that they released earlier in the movie, is one of the most angering moments for me in cinema history. And it's funny. It makes me love the movie for that reason, because I care about those characters so much. But holy shit, like the emotion that scene evokes is fucking crazy. So I think this is criminally low at 14.
But it still has a chance to win.
It does. Yeah. It does still have a chance to win, for sure.
But maybe with our audience, it doesn't. Maybe it gets knocked out in the first round.
Coming in at number 15, another all-time great that just sort of neither of us really love the movie.
So with us, we're not huge Lord of the Rings guys. We're not huge Harry Potter people.
I like Harry Potter a lot. I like Lord of the Rings.
That makes sense because you have the little tattoo on the side of your head.
That's true.
And I was going to ask you about it, but I didn't want to pry into your personal
life. I've actually got a wand tattooed on my penis. So it's flaccid a lot, but.
What's the main spell that you do?
Expecto Patronum. The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers from 2002, coming in at 15 here. I had this 17th, you had it 14th.
Yeah.
We both recognize its significance. It's my favorite of the three Lord of the Rings movies. I'm not going to count the bullshit Hobbit.
You could also say that this movie was so good that it got its sequel an Oscar.
Because Return of the King, not nearly as good as this movie. No. I don't care what anyone says. Return of the King won Best Picture. This movie's way better, I think.
Well, this movie walked so Return of the King could run. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There was a stretch of podcast where you did that at least five times an episode.
My favorite thing. My favorite thing in the world. Coming at number 16, we're almost halfway through here. 1988's Die Hard, Goo. I had this 19th, you had it 15th.
Yeah, and I think I might have had it lower, but after the rewatch that we did for the Goovy Vault episode this summer, I re-fell back in love with it.
Yeah, I think it definitely bumped it up a little bit for me. And when you consider what comes after this movie, this is a pretty good separation for the rest of the list. I think this fits in really well right here. Coming up next at 17, 2007's Superbad. Mm-hmm. A lot of people's favorite comedy of all time. It's probably in my top 10. Doesn't crack my top 5, but one of the most quotable for sure.
And just once again for me, I think we've talked about this several times, just like the perfect place, perfect timing for me when I saw this just getting out of high school. And just every single joke hit with me. And then when I saw it a second time, new jokes hit with me. And then a third time, more jokes hit because you miss so many jokes because it's just so rapid fire. And Jonah Hill is just bang, bang, bang. So good in this.
And this is actually the part of our mutual lists here where we have a lot of the same things. We both had this ranked 18th. It comes in 17 on the cumulative list. So we're right on it here. And then coming in at 18 is X-Men First Class from 2011. I had it 20th, you had it 20th. So we're feeling the same vibes here.
And this movie, just a great way to restart the X-Men universe and then within a movie or two, ruin it again. But they got such great actors to portray these characters, and Fassbender in this movie might be my favorite portrayal, one of my favorite portrayals, like top three or four in any comic book movie.
It's for sure a movie I forget about when I'm thinking about my favorite comic book movies, and then I rewatch it, and I'm like, fuck. That movie's awesome.
Just that bar scene. And yes, it does borrow or steal from Inglourious Basterds, but that bar scene is just such a great scene. Maybe
it's so good.
An all-timer for the genre.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Coming in at 19, one of my favorite movies of all time. I know Goo was kind of upset when this won the
I wasn't upset. 2001 didn't have a lot of great movies anyways.
It doesn't. 2001's Training Day. Training Day, the most Denzel of Denzel movies. So if you're a Denzel lover like I am and most of us are, we had to get this one in 2001.
But I watched this in the entire movie. I said, what if Queen Latifah was playing this role instead?
Cool. I had this at 15th. You had a 27th. So you're obviously a little bit lower.
There's a lot of good movies
But we are in a spot here between 15 and 30 where they're all pretty similarly rated. So we're splitting hairs down here like we were at the top. I fucking love Training Day.
Yeah.
How many times did you say King Kong ain't cut shit on me in your whole lifetime?
Never.
It's one of the most quoted movie lines
ever.
I have never said
that.
It's so, so good. And I think at the time, Ethan Hawke was like kind of a joke, at least to me. And every single time I've seen him in a movie since, it's been unbelievable. Ethan Hawke's amazing.
So you're saying that this movie just transformed how you viewed Ethan Hawke?
For sure.
Okay. That's good. You're frozen. Am I frozen? Someone's frozen. Oh, no. Mac?
It's sometime in the future. The ultimate challenge.
March Madness. March Madness. March Madness. March Madness. March Madness.
You'll get caught up in it.
And of course, as we deal with these technical difficulties, as we wait for Mac, as opposed to me talking by myself about these movies, I'd rather have a discussion. I'll talk about my new podcast that has come out this past weekend. I've got WandaVision, a WandaVision podcast. This is an opportunity for me and friends to discuss WandaVision every single week and break down what we just saw and guesstimate. Just indulge on what might be coming ahead of us. Thank you. I've got WandaVision. Thank you, Dan Silva. So head over to iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere podcasts are found, rate, subscribe, and review. Very important for a new podcast to have that to gain visibility and to find new people, because I want to spread this beautiful Marvel joy that I have with everybody and have discussions with all of you, not only on WandaVision, because as we go along, as we get to the Winter Soldier and the Falcon, as we get to Loki, as we get to She-Hulk, the show will evolve, it will morph, and it will do whatever you want. So, WandaVision.
WandaVision!
Let's jump right back into it.
Yes.
Coming in at number 20, which I was shocked this was low. You had it super low. My cousin Vinny from 1992. Mm-hmm. I had this 14th. You had it 30th, Goo. 30th.
Yeah, well, it squeaked in during a very tough year of 1992. I believe it beat Aladdin, Wayne's World, and Mighty Ducks 2.
Yeah, but that doesn't say anything about My Cousin Vinny.
No, I know. I'm just saying, not my favorite.
Oh, man.
You just love it because you watched it in Mr. Remus's class 100 times.
No. I considered giving this 40 hot dogs. That's how close I was to this being up to in the top 10. But I did have it at 14, one of my all-time favorites. Just unbelievable performances in there. I can't say enough nice things about My Cousin Vinny. I don't want to talk longer about it because you're going to disparage it. Coming in at number 21, Goo, Star Wars The Force Awakens from 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that was kind of hard to rank.
It was, because clearly not my favorite Star Wars movie. I think it is good. I thought it was a nice reset. There are some characters in there that I truly love, and then some that I kind of hate, and then Harrison Ford is there for a while.
Yeah, the issue is, I think, so I had this, let's see, 16th. You had it 28th.
Yeah.
The issue clearly is the next two movies makes you think a little less of this one.
Agreed.
Because we fucking loved this movie.
Yeah.
That year, that first couple years. And then the moment we saw The Last Jedi, we were like, things are kind of less now.
Yeah, and I think even during our power ranking of the characters from the movie, me and you both discussed, like, this is still like 35 hot dogs, 36 hot dogs to us.
Yeah, I think I have it 38. I fucking love
Jesus.
This movie.
Okay.
But this is just, it's tough for this to stand on two legs when the trilogy falters the way it does, especially
it is the weirdest trilogy of
all
time.
These all-time greats. Yeah. It is, you know, they're just rehashing everything they did in the original trilogy. But guess what? All three of those are 40 hot dogs for me. So I loved it. I'll take all of that. I love this movie. I'm not going to say too much bad about that. Number 22, Goo. Another tough one to rank because if you're just rating it on films, not that great. But its impact and how funny it is, Deadpool from 2016,
yeah,
coming in at 22 here, is tough to match.
It really is. And it kind of told other movies of the genre, tell some jokes, have some fun. Also, you can be R-rated and make a lot of money.
Yeah, I had this 29 because I don't love it. You do love this movie.
I do love
this,
yes.
You have it at 16.
Yeah.
And I totally understand the people that love this movie. It's not something that I'm going to, you know, find a gripe with. I think it. We have this to thank for Logan. We have this to thank for a number of things we're going to get in the future. And for that alone, it deserves praise.
Agreed.
Coming in at number 23, Goo, 1989's Batman. I had this all the way down at 33. You had this all the way up at 13. Pretty widespread.
I love this movie. I love everything about it. I love the Burton-y tone to it. I love Michael Keaton as Batman. He's acting with his eyes. He's a Frankenstein's monster. He can't move his neck. Jack Nicholson clearly either was not given a script or did not care to read the script and just made up whatever he wanted to say. And you can tell because a lot of it is straight gibberish. I'm of a mind to make a moogie.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? Who knows? But Jack said it. I will go to the mat every single time for this movie. And this is really what spurned my love. Is spurn the word? Spurn?
I don't think so. Spurn is a word.
Spurn is a
word. I don't know if it's the right word.
We're going to go with it. Spurn my love for this genre.
This
definitely
is
not the word. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm hearing it back in my microphone, my earphones here.
This is a movie that each time I watch it, I think less of it. So I don't think I want to watch it again because I don't want to dislike this movie. It drops every time I watch it. We reviewed this, you know, what was it, 8 months ago, 10 months ago, whenever we did it.
Two years ago.
Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Time flies
yeah.
when you're having fun, that would they say. Hey, yeah, it's just not a movie I love. Okay. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 24, some people might be shocked by this, The Avengers from 2011.
Yeah.
Our third Avengers movie on the list. I had this 21. You had it 25. So we saw it pretty similarly. In 2011, it might have been number one on the list. 10 years later, it's all the way down.
It's been outdone by so many more of their movies. And obviously, it's such an achievement of bringing together all of these big, big characters. But if you watch it now, some of the characters are not fully developed yet. So you don't really know what their deal is and how they got here.
Right.
And for the most part, they're just fighting a faceless bad guy. Loki is the bad guy, kind of, but you know, you're waiting for something bigger. So when you look at Infinity War or Endgame, there's at least a big face to put on who the bad guy is. So that helps it out.
Yeah, and with retrospect now, you know, it is pretty amazing what they did set up with this movie. But it's like, it's one of the least rewatchable for me. Because there's so much more fun had after this movie. Mm-hmm. And there was fun had before, but all the fun movies come after this movie.
Like, I would say
you have Iron Man and whatnot, but this leads to all the fun.
I would say that this movie is my least favorite Captain America movie. Like, Captain America is a tough watch in this one.
Okay. Yeah, because he's still 19.
And he has that weird suit on. And I prefer, if I'm going to watch a 1930s Captain America, 1940s Captain America, I'd rather watch him during his time. And then when you see what they do with him after this movie in The Winter Soldier, hell yes. And even though I don't love Ultron, I like Captain America in Ultron.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's what we can say about this movie. Every single character that's in it, we saw have a better appearance after it. So well, Avengers 2011, we don't look to and say that's so-and-so's best movie.
Almost. I think this might be, although Ragnarok is great, the Hulk's best movie.
Oh, it's Ragnarok and it's Endgame. Those two by a mile.
I don't even think Endgame. I think he's amazing in this movie. I think the Hulk, I think Bruce Banner is so
good
in this movie.
He's obviously good, especially
because he's so good in this movie.
This is the first time you see him since Ed Norton. So that's
I put a gun in my mouth and the big guy spit out the bullet. He tried to kill himself.
Having Avengers all the way down here at 24 is kind of wild.
It is crazy.
Two-thirds of the way through the list, and we have Avengers at 24. Mm-hmm. Goo, coming in at number 25, another all-time great team-up, 2003's Old School. Old School, I had at 23. You had at 23. Another movie we're seeing eye-to-eye here.
And maybe a movie that if we were like 3 or 4 years older might have hit us a little bit differently, but I think this is Will Ferrell. As a physical comedian, this is his best role.
Yeah, I think Old School sort of defines the R-rated comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this movie for so many different reasons. But it's definitely not like the first comedy I think of when I think of R-rated comedies or my favorite R-rated comedies. It's there. Everyone seems to like it. But I don't know if it's ever anyone's favorite.
I think it is some people's favorites.
Okay. All right. I love the movie. I really do. I'm not going to say anything bad about this movie either, Goo, because guess what? I like 30 of these 36 movies. So that's what we're doing today.
Mm-hmm.
Coming at number 26, 1999's Fight Club. I had it 27th. You had it 22.
And this just edged out The Matrix. Just a smidge.
They actually tied in the initial poll. The only tie we've ever had in the Gooey Vault entries.
And I think the second poll was 51-49 or something crazy like that.
Yeah, it was super close again. Yeah. And, you know, The Matrix might have a more lasting effect.
I might have had The Matrix in the early teens if that was on the list.
You know, I probably would rank them pretty similarly. This is tough because The Matrix in 1999, for sure I would have picked it, but I would much rather watch Fight Club today, tomorrow, and for the next 100 years over The Matrix.
Are you sure? Because I know Kung Fu.
Coming at number 27, and now we're creeping up. These last two just squeaked by the playing game here. 1986's Aliens. I had this 30th. You had it 19th.
Yeah, so
I was obviously much lower.
I had this at 37 or 38 hot dogs on the rewatch, I want to say.
That sounds about right. Yeah, I think I had it at 34. And we actually have a pretty good discussion about this movie if you want to go listen to that episode.
Well, first off,
I like the movie. I really do.
The movie hurts Roger Ebert's tummy. That was the main piece of discussion there, is that it hurt his tummy.
Yep.
I think that you had the issue of it being way too slow for an hour and a half of the movie. Obviously, I saw it as building the movie up because I'm more of a film person. I don't know if you know that or not. And also, the last hour of the movie is the kitchen scene from Jurassic Park for an entire hour.
I don't get that same effect. But my real issue with the movie is the first half hour is actually fucking terrible. It's really bad. The first half hour is
terrible.
Ridley
has a dream that she's being chest-bursted.
And this is billed as one of the greatest action flicks of all time, and there's like 15 minutes of action in it. So that alone, to me, really hurts it when it's billed that way. If it wasn't billed that way, maybe I'd like it more, but you're also weighing it in the era of like when action peaked. You have Die Hard a couple years later, you have all these great action films, and also the 5 years before, Alien. And it's not as good as Alien. It's different than Alien. So it falls in this weird area for me where I just don't love the movie.
Yeah, but how about Vasquez? She holds a gun great.
They told Gina Carano to do that, but worse. And that's what she did. Goo, our final movie here before we get into the play-ins. A pretty interesting one to squeak in here, especially when you look at the next two. Coming in at number 28, 1996's Happy Gilmore. I had this 22. You had this 32. It's a Sandler movie.
I'm aware. So are you going purely off of quotability?
I'm going off if I wanted to watch of this set of movies right here, these next 10 or so,
yeah,
this is the one I'd want to watch right now. So I couldn't put it lower than any of the other ones.
No, and it's definitely a very, very funny movie. It's a great sports movie. Adam Sandler might be at his best here, comedy-wise, if you will. But if you're looking at it, if I'm weighing it against the other movies as best movie here on this list, yes, it does fall a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And there's actually a drop-off from Aliens to this, 28 through 36, or sort of in a different level. This squeaked out by a point over the next two that are tied. So you can thank me mm-hmm. if you're a Happy Gilmore lover for it getting through the play-ins. Goo, let's get to the play-in games.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 29, there's going to be some olds pissed about this. 1987's The Princess Bride. I have it at 31. Goo has it at 24. Listen, we didn't grow up with it.
Well, I mean, I still kind of did. I still watched it as a kid a ton. I think it's one of the best family movies ever made.
If you're going to say that, I think you have it way too low at 24 then.
I have 23 other movies that I like better.
I have 30 movies I like better than it. It's a movie that is not that fun.
I think it's pretty fun.
It's just not that fun.
Swashbuckler.
It's a good movie. It's a really good movie. It's not that fun. In 1987, I'm sure this was a jazz. People were tiptoeing their way out of the theater. In 2021, not that fun.
Did people wear tap shoes to the movies in 1987? Yes,
it was a requirement. You had to rent them at the desk.
That seems very
Goo, this is going to be playing the 36th seed. The 36th seed, Goo. The bottom seed. The last seed. The Departed from 2006. This was my 36th seed. Your 34th. This movie fucking blows. This movie's awful. All of the characters suck.
So
the accents suck. It's fucking terrible.
I don't think it's the worst movie ever made, but I think
it's not
the
worst movie ever made.
But I also think that it is one of the most overrated in the fact of like awards wise. But then also, there's so much to pick from it of just being so stupid. Like there are a bunch of very good performances in it, but there's also a bunch of very over the top.
There's two good performances in this.
But
movie.
Also a bunch of very over the top, laughable performances. And then also the movie ends with a rat.
One of the two good performances is Mark Wahlberg. That's how sad this movie is. Leo and Mark Wahlberg are the two I'll give you. That's it. That's all I'm giving you.
Anthony
Anderson. Vera Farmiga, one of the worst performances in cinema history in this. Jack Nicholson's Boston accent is so fucking bad, it hurts my ears. It hurts my fucking ears. The way he says "mash" kills me. Hurts my soul.
You've never talked to my Uncle Tony, apparently.
So it got our bottom seed. Our 30th seed, 2009's The Hangover, Goo. I had it 26th. You had it 29th. Great
so
movie.
I would say that
phenomenal
if,
movie.
If you
especially
asked us
in 2009,
say if you asked us 7 or 8 years ago, this might have been top 10. Mm-hmm. Just every year as we go along, it's still obviously a very, very funny movie. It's super quotable, but our hatred of Ed Helms has festered over the years. Zach Galifianakis, his character, Alan, is still an all-timer, and he is so good,
so good,
and it stands up today. And Bradley Cooper as the straight man is still very good, but just not as funny as when we first saw it.
Yeah, and I think, unfortunately, the sequels sort of dilute the magic that
it
they
does,
had.
It does, yes,
because
the second one is almost the first one, paint by numbers. And then the third one is fucking all over the place.
Not good. It's not a good movie.
No.
Not good. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's supposed to be a comedy. It's not funny. So
they kill
30,
a giraffe, though.
The Hangover is going to be playing and probably winning 95% to 5%. Our 35th seed, 2013's This Is the End.
Yeah.
I had it 34th. You had it 36th. Nothing against This Is the End.
No, it's I actually
2013 was just a terrible year.
I actually recently rewatched it because it was on maybe FX. Everything's on FX now. And outside of the first like 10 minutes when it's just Jay Baruchel and Seth Rogen, everything after that is pretty funny, if not laugh out loud stuff.
I would say I'd probably rather watch this than The Hangover today.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's a tough vote right there. I just think that the name of The Hangover is going to carry it.
Well,
Is the End was one of those sneaky movies that I expected absolutely nothing out of. And when I left the theater, I was like, wow, that was fucking awesome.
Because look, Alan is still hilarious in The Hangover. But if you're looking at characters from each movie, it goes Alan, and then it goes Danny McBride, Michael Cera, Jonah Hill,
from This Is the End,
James Franco, Craig Robinson. So this movie is still really funny. I'm just not even sure why it's, well, I obviously know why it's on here. It won the vote, but 2013 had nothing.
Yeah, and the winner of this play-in, by the way, is going to be the 8th seed in our comedy region, which we'll reveal in a second. So that'll fit in real well. Our 31 seed, Goo, 2005's Batman Begins. This will be playing the 34 seed, 2020's Palm Springs. I feel awful for Palm Springs. It does not stand a chance against Batman Begins.
Talk about it for 1 second. I have to load a fart sound for Kevin Howlett.
So I have Begins down at 35. I've actually come up on this movie. I don't like the movie at all. I don't like the movie, but I recognize the good that it does. I just think the first hour is not very good. I had it at 35. Goo had it all the way up at 21, which makes sense too. A lot of people really love this movie.
I absolutely love this movie. I love how it brought the comic book movie back. Obviously, Spider-Man did a lot for it. The X-Men did a lot for it. But this brought the grounded in reality to, you know, a certain point. Obviously, turning the water into mist and then poisoning everybody is a super 1940s, you know, like, yeah, we got to poison the water, see?
We got a real humanizing of a superhero, yes. And it got gritty.
And they did something that people wanted from the original ones that Burton did of how did he become Batman? Mm-hmm. How did we get here? And it's a great retelling of year one. And then we finally get the Scarecrow on the big screen. Granted, maybe not as much as we wanted, but I thought that Cillian Killian Murphy was awesome in this. And then Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I've actually talked about this movie so much. I talked about it on our podcast. I did an episode of Change My Mind. I did a Boxers episode pointing out the flaws of the movie. And there's a lot of really fucking dumb things, most notably the whole plot of the movie and how Gotham's going to explode. But anyways, it does set a path for superhero movies and for Batman that nothing else has ever really done. So for that reason, it won 2005. Our final matchup here, our 32 and 33 seeds, rounding out our 36 seed field, Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery at 32 from 1997. I had this 28th. You had it 31. Again, a movie I thought you were going to be much higher on. And then 33.
Putting the comedies on here, especially those ones from the late 90s that some people don't really love. It's
you
just,
fucking waxed poetic about this movie.
I love Austin Powers. I love this and the second one. I think they're both, if you watch them back to back as one movie, that's a great 3 hours right there.
Like Infinity War and Endgame. Same effect.
They're the original Infinity War and Endgame.
And Austin Powers is going to be taking on 2000's Remember the Titans. Remember the Titans at 33. I had that at 25. You had it at 35.
I don't love pretty sports movies. It's obviously,
I mean, fair.
It's a better sports movie. I just don't
the
love sports
the theme of
movies.
The movie. I mean, there's a sports team in the movie, but that's not the goal of the movie. It's not like Friday Night Lights. Like it's a lot of things going on in this movie, Goo. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Maybe I'm just not remembering the Titans.
And again, another Denzel. Most Denzel movies get like a plus 10 out of the shoot for me. Start at 50 dogs. So I'm inherently higher.
And you're just going to minus off dogs as we go along.
Yeah. So those are the play-in games. Again, let me recap that. 29th seed, Princess Bride is going to be playing the 36th seed, The Departed. The winner of that's going to be interesting because that's not in a defined category yet. Mm-hmm. The 30th seed, The Hangover, is going to be playing the 35 seed. This is the end. The winner of that will go to the 8 seed in the comedy bracket, or the comedy region. The 31 seed, Batman Begins, is going to be playing the 34 seed, Palm Springs. We're just going to pencil in Batman Begins as the 8 seed in the comic book
bracket. It is going to win, and people are going to complain that it's too low in that seeding. So.
Yeah, probably is. Probably is. And then 32 and 33, Austin Powers, Remember the Titans. That's another one that we're going to have to wait to see what wins.
You know what? And this is going to be tough, but Batman Begins might beat Guardians of the Galaxy.
It won't.
But you know,
it won't.
That
did cross my mind.
You know people's love for Batman, and I'm one of them. Behold.
I think
my stuff.
I think when you realize that there's going to be three Batman movies in that region, I hope people don't vote for Begins. Use your do-gooding on the other stuff.
Now, I just pointed to a shelf of all Batman stuff, but on my other shoulder, literally, Angel Devil over here, Guardians right over the other shoulder.
All right, Goose. So we've got four regions. Let me go over the four regions quickly here. So we did our 1 through 36, and let's see how they slot in here. We end up with four pretty decently themed regions. We have action/fantasy, which was really the miscellaneous until they all kind of had a common theme. The comedy region, the comic book region, and the drama region. So I'll start with the drama region, 1 through 7 here. Goodfellas is the 1 seed. Shawshank Redemption is the 2 seed. The Silence of the Lambs is the 3 seed. Logan is the 4 seed. Saving Private Ryan is the 5 seed. Training Day is the 6 seed. Fight Club is the 7 seed. I'm thinking The Departed could beat The Princess Bride, Maybe that's going to be the eight seed there. If not, maybe it's Remember the Titans over Austin Powers. So I don't know what's going to be the eight seed there. Any analysis on that region?
Yes. So Logan, obviously you might be saying, wait a second, that's a comic book movie. Yes, it is, but it might be the most dramatic of all the comic book movies, and we could only fit eight into that region, so we had to play around with this.
Yeah, speaking of, let's do that next to sort of explain ourselves. Comic book region, the one seed Guardians of the Galaxy, two Avengers Endgame, three Avengers Infinity War, four The Dark Knight. So The Dark Knight's a four seed. You know it's a loaded region. Five is Batman 89, six X-Men First Class, seven The Avengers, and of course, eight's most likely going to be Batman Begins. And the only flip we made here in the seeding, so all of these one through sevens are actually seeded in the way they were in that one through 36. The only flip we made was Batman and X-Men First Class. That way the Dark Knight takes on Batman 89.
Because I really want to see that matchup. I also would have loved to have seen the matchup of Logan versus First Class. Those are, I think, easily the two best X-Men movies. But I'm also really looking forward to the 2-7 seed of the first Avengers movie and the most recent one.
A very intriguing region. And so originally here, Logan was the 4 seed in this region. Dark Knight was a 5 seed. That would have been an absolute slaughter.
Now, Mac, let me ask you a question here. Just for the people at home, you know, maybe they're asking this question as well. Say if by some chance Batman Begins loses to Palm Springs, which I don't think there's a possibility of it.
Yeah.
Would we slide Logan back into the comic book region?
It depends. If two comedies win in those play-ins, we might kick Deadpool over to the comic book region.
Good thinking. Good
and
thinking.
Then two comedies into the comedy region. If one wins, two dramas win, let's say The Departed and Remember the Titans wins, then maybe we can kick Logan back over.
So as of right now, until we have the play-ins, this is all written down in pencil. Or, hear me out, one of those erasable pens. Remember those?
Yeah, these are all still movable, so don't write them down yet in stone.
Everything that we've said so far, that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
points don't matter. Points don't matter.
Delete the last 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Our comedy region, and I think what we're going to do here is have comic book face action fantasy and comedy face drama.
So we can have the acting thing, the smiling face versus the frowny face.
Our comedy region, the one seed is Toy Story.
Which is a real tough one to put as the top comedy.
Because it just doesn't fit in any of the other regions.
I know. So,
and it was so highly ranked, it had to be number
one.
So
this is tough because it is so highly ranked as a movie, but as a comedy, you would put it maybe as the final seed in the comedy region if you're going purely based off comedy.
I might bump it down to four here, three or four.
Because I would even say
straight comedy.
So what if this happens?
But I think we got to keep it at one.
So what if, and hear me out, say if Austin Powers wins, Palm Springs wins, This Is the End wins. Can we take Toy Story and put it into action fantasy?
So I think Palm Springs would go there because of the fantasy element of Palm Springs, the Groundhog Day stuff.
But there's still two other comedies that might get put in there. So we could put those two in.
It would be
comedy.
Deadpool that would get kicked over.
Okay.
Because we just have so many comic book movies that those are the ones we can move around most.
Well, I would say that then you can take Departed, put that into drama, and then you put Toy Story.
But if Princess Bride
fantasy.
Wins, that's probably going to be the eight in action fantasy.
Well, that's an easy action fantasy. That would be the action fantasy.
Right, right. And so then our final region here, the action fantasy, the one seed, Back to the Future, which fits perfectly, two seed, Jurassic Park, three seed, Inception, four seed, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, five, Die Hard, six, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, seven, Aliens. Another loaded region.
I would say that out of these four regions, the strongest region, this is fucking tough, actually, might be action fantasy. It might be the toughest one there.
It's hard.
I don't think that Star Wars The Force Awakens has a chance of winning this, but I think the other seven do have an actual chance of winning.
I keep looking at the three line, the three seed in each region. Inception, Superbad, Infinity War, Silence of the Lambs. For three seeds, those are fucking stacked. All three could win the whole thing.
Yeah.
All three could win their own region.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So that's what we're dealing with here. So once again, to figure out who the eight seed is, we have Princess Bride versus Departed, Hangover versus This Is the End, Batman Begins versus Palm Springs, Austin Powers, the first one, versus Remember the Titans. So we'll put those polls up on Twitter this week.
Yeah.
Hopefully
so
by next week.
We're
going to
have those up for, those will be 2-day polls. That's what we're going to do with most of these anyway.
Let's do three. Let's do every 4 days in a row and make them last three. So it's a total of a week.
Okay. So we're going to do that. And that'll be on February 23rd. We're not going to start doing the real polls for these until next week, March 1st. And that's when we're going to kick it off and have all this Great, great stuff. There will be
all
a website.
Long. There'll be Twitter polls for you guys.
There'll be a website for you guys to fill out. You'll want to fill those out from today until next Monday. You'll have your chance to fill it out. The leaderboard will be updated every single time that we have a new winner. And the winner, they'll win something. We'll figure this out.
Yeah, and again, if we're not being clear enough, we will have a third-party website with the bracket up there, and all you got to do is click the winners.
The winner.
And it's going to be like you're playing March Madness.
The winner will get their own podcast in the Dork Shared Gooniverse with their co-host, Nick Fryer.
The winner will get an episode of I Got WandaVision 6 months after the show's over, and you guys can talk about whatever you want.
Well, I think 6 months down the line, we'll have a new television show out.
Are you just going to change the name of the podcast?
Yeah. So after, I think, 2 or 3 more weeks, the name of the show will be called Caps Booze, The Winter Soldier and The Falcon Podcast.
Are you going to drink booze during the
podcast? No, like Caps Booze. Caps,
I know. But
Caps Boyfriends.
Words. Today's booze is
Homophones.
White Claws.
I got you. I got
you.
Let's get into MaxSack. And MaxSack could be anything, and this week it is brought to you by Manscaped.com. Mac, how are your Manscaped products treating you?
I'm actually so overdue for a lawnmower day. I've had a weird couple weeks. I had to quarantine for a day for COVID testing, and it's been a tough couple weeks, so I haven't seen a ton of people. I haven't had a reason to utilize the lawnmower downstairs, but I got to get on that.
Promo code Mac and Goo, MacandGu. And speaking of the lawnmower and going downstairs.
What have you been watching lately? Keep it short. Tell me right now.
Hey, Mac. Want to ask me what I've been watching lately?
Hey, Goo.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What have you been watching lately?
Well, Mac, this is a bit of a throwback, but last night I watched Jackass 2 again. And let me tell you something, still holds up.
Yeah. Yeah.
A
sure
lot
does.
More private parts than I remembered. Mm-hmm. But of course, the best, maybe anything they've ever done, is in this movie. It is the final stunt prank that they do on Danger Aaron.
It's and my favorite one.
This, of course, brings you back to Manscaped.com because they all shave their pubes and create
great
a beard.
Segue.
And what I forgot about this.
A pube beard car bomb. And they bring in Jay Sandra Shakar as the cab driver.
But what I forgot about how much I love this is Danger Aaron thinks that he's so cool the entire time because everyone's laughing at the prank and he's doing his stupid accent that's terrible. And he thinks that he's doing a really, really good job. But in fact, they're all making fun of him and they all hate him.
Yeah. And like part of the setup is he thinks no one has the balls to do it. So he's like, I'll do it. You know, I'm brave enough to do it. I'll go do it. So he thinks he's getting props from all the Jackass guys. We're 2 movies in. And finally, you know, he's got this huge stunt that no one else wants to do. And he's going to do it. And then the whole time, everyone's shaving their pubes. And then someone ends up having crabs. And it's on his fucking face.
And he's picking the pubes out of his teeth the entire time.
God, it's so good.
It's so funny. And he thinks that people are getting shot outside the cab.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's so awesome. And just
the
in general.
The beard's bad. Because, the accent's bad.
So we are going to do this eventually. We're going to do a draft of Jackass stunts with us and probably the Dork Boys. Those are the Jackass boys over there.
Yeah, they did an episode.
They're the Party Boys. Yeah.
They did an episode on all the Jackass CKY stuff a couple years ago. That's a great list.
So check that one out. But I think that all of my favorite stunts, everything that they do in this movie is all my favorite stuff.
Yeah, it's so good. And this, for us, this was what, 2005 or 2006? So
was
we were
7?
16 or 17.
Yeah.
And it hit us right. It's a perfect age for that.
Hey, Mac, what have you been watching lately?
So I've been watching a little show called WandaVision.
Oh.
We got 2 episodes left. And we finally got a quote unquote reveal. I still have no idea what's going on. Not a clue.
WandaVision.
I have no idea what's going on.
We were asked earlier on Twitter, and I want to give the person credit, but the question was, is this a good show or is it just people who want Marvel? People that just have member berries? And it was by Corey Padilla. And I would say that it's a mix of, yes, it is us craving Marvel stuff. It is definitely member berries because we're all waiting for this big cameo. But also, I think it's just a great show.
Yeah, it's really well made. It's cinematic. I do think, you know, we still have two episodes left to conclude the season in a one-off season of television. I would withhold you saying it's a great show. It is really well
made. As of right now, it is.
But we don't know how this is going to end. We could be disappointed by the end. We don't know.
So my brother, who does not like Marvel programming, he does not like the Marvel movies. He does like Spider-Man. He's seen all the Spider-Man movies.
Okay.
He did not care for the first Captain America movie. He did not care for the first Iron Man movie. But he loves this. He loves this so much.
Yeah, he just loves television.
Well, so he loves television, and he also loves strong female leads.
So that's a couple points for this.
Yes.
For me so far, like, it started slow and it's been building to something. I just don't know what it's building towards yet.
Well, so what I told him earlier today, because he was talking to me about last episode, and I'm like, what you might want to do before episodes 8 and 9, watch Doctor Strange. You might have to see that movie because I think some of the magic, some of the mystic arts might get back into that. And also, if this show does not conclude with episode 9, as we know that it won't, it's going to conclude with Doctor Strange 2. So he's already seen the Spider-Man movies. He's already up to date on the Spider-Man stuff. So you got to see this stuff. And then when Spider-Man comes out, watch that. And then also Doctor Strange 2.
Yeah, which is, again, why I think we got to caution with great season of television, because it is going to be left open-ended to a certain degree. And my cousin texted me the other day and asked if she should watch it. And I didn't get back to her for a couple hours. And she could actually dove in. They watched the first two episodes and then stopped watching. And I was like, yeah, it kind of makes sense because nothing gets accomplished in the first couple, but you also have to like give it a couple more episodes because the first couple episodes really has nothing to do with the show.
If you aren't a TV junkie, like I would consider myself to be a TV junkie.
Yeah.
The first two episodes might not be great for you. But
yeah, probably a hard watch.
Once you hit episode 4, that's when things really start to kick in.
But that's hard to tell someone if they know it's only going to be 9 episodes. Like, ah, you
know,
just got to get
that
through. So I think for us, we're going to love it for sure. I mean, most of us already do. But it is a hard show to describe to someone that doesn't have a ton of Marvel knowledge.
Well, she's a witch. But they haven't said that yet.
So is he a warlock? Well, no.
No, he's a synthesoid.
He's actually a cyborg.
All right, guys, if you made it to this point on the podcast, please, you want to vote on the play-in games. And then also, once those are done, those will be done on Thursday, right? Is that 3 days or is that on Friday?
No, because if you do it, so do you want to run them all at once or do you want to release a new one every day?
No, because we need to have those done so we can create the brackets to then have them up on Monday, but people have to fill them out by Monday. So I want to give them a couple of days to do that.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Let's do 4 days for all three.
Let's do 3 because I would rather have people have Friday, Saturday, Sunday to fill it out.
Oh, so you want to release the bracket before the weekend.
So are we putting the bracket out on Monday or are we doing the first votes on Monday?
That's sort of what I'm asking you. I don't know.
So we have to have the bracket out at least 3 or 4 days in advance so people can fill it out.
Okay. All right, fine. We'll release all 4 play-in games with 3 days. It'll be wrapped up by Friday.
Yes. So then on Friday, we will have the brackets
available.
We can
have that discussion about the 8 seeds and shit.
Yes. So the brackets will be available from Friday until Monday. And then actually, do you want to start the voting on that Goose Day or do you want to do it on Monday?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
It doesn't matter to me.
So either way,
we're not going to do another episode on this until maybe the end. I don't know.
So
maybe
brackets will be available.
Updates every week.
Brackets will be available on Friday. Simple enough.
Okay.
Mac, where can you find us?
You can find us on Twitter and on Instagram at Mac and Goo Podcast. On every other platform, we are Mac ampersand Goo. That includes Facebook, Stitcher, TuneIn, CastBox, Speaker, Google Play, iHeartRadio. We're on Spotify and Goo. I just realized I've still been saying iTunes all these years. It's Apple Podcasts now. That's what they call it. It's not even iTunes.
I thought you were saying iTunes.
I was talking about ancient Egyptian stuff. Get on Apple Podcasts. Find us there. Rate us, review us 5 stars if you do that. And Goo's WandaVision as well. We'll get you some free t-shirts from the folks over at Watertown Sportswear.
I'm not giving away shirts for WandaVision stuff right now because
we don't know that. We don't know that.
I know that.
All right. Well,
as the person that would be doing it, I'm not doing that right now.
You could have just got some free reviews right there. The folks over at Watertown Sportswear, 34 Mod Auburn Street in Watertown Square. The phone number is something. The website is watertownsportswear.com. Watertown Sportswear expert screen printing and embroidery.
TeePublic.com merch. So much great merch on there.
You can get WandaVision shirts there.
Not yet. Let me create those. It actually it's a great design by Billy. He'll be doing all the designs for all of them. He's great at looking at a logo and knowing that it's available in Typekit for Adobe, and we're not stealing it, because I'm not allowed to steal logos for this, apparently.
Right, but if it's in Adobe, you can use it.
Simple enough, guys. Search IVG on iTunes, and it's the
IVG.
It's the fourth choice right there.
IVE space
yes.
G.
And then the first WandaVision is spaced in between. WandaVision. The second WandaVision, one word. So you can either search Wanda.
Which one are
Vision.
You?
I'm both. I have both of them in the title. So
you have to trademark them both.
So if someone's stupid and they think that the title of the show is two words, you can find it. It's the second podcast there. If you search the one word, we're the fifth podcast there.
Yeah.
I've covered
Our
all the bases.
Our podcast is actually Mac ampersand goo colon Mac A and D goo.
Colon, the gruesome twosome are back. So, guys, head over to iTunes, rate, subscribe, and review over there to that
Apple
show because,
Podcasts.
You know, say Apple Podcasts, baby. So, next week, I think we have a free week. We have to figure. Oh, no. Next week, we're doing the Goofy Draft, actually. You're available on that Saturday night?
I don't know the timing of anything yet.
Just give me the time.
I can't commit to a specific time. I should be available. I just don't know exactly what time.
The available time, we're hoping 9. So, get back to me on 9.
So, we will be doing for next week, for your ears, the 2021 Mac and Goofy Mac and Goofy cinema movie draft for the year, where we draft movies, we each build theaters, we keep points. I still got to come up with a refined point system because no movies are going to make money this year, so I don't really know what to do for that. So I'm taking any ideas from you, from Keith, from Davey, but not really from anyone else.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, so check out that episode. We'll have a news dump on Friday. I'll have a WandaVision podcast on Friday. Tuesdays are Goose Days. I abuse kangaroos.
Bye.
Please flip the cassette over to side B to continue the adventure.